there's a lot to take away from this, and I don't know if this is a fair topic to turn to, but there is one thing I do want to bring up, which is there's our caller, so we'll see if he'll join. But the thing I wanted to bring up is just the what's happening with Sitka's income disparity. So recently we've seen a separation between those who make over $100,000 in their household and those who make under $50,000 in their household. And that number is growing bigger and bigger. That difference is growing bigger and bigger. These numbers came from the Planning Commission. They hired a consultant to look at Sitka's comprehensive plan. And we learned that 17% of Sitkans make over $100,000. They make half of our income as a community. 57% of Sitkans, so that's almost two-thirds, 57%, they make under $50,000. And so at the backdrop of this whole thing for me is this question of, well, what's really realistic for people? You know, there's what we need in the city. But then there's what each mother, father, and child needs in their household. And the ability to afford what you can afford, sometimes you just can't pay it. And sometimes there's people who can. And I just bring this up as an aspect to the conversation. Oh, we have callers though, so we're gonna go to them. This is David on line one. David, you're on Raven Radio.
Yes, I've lived in Sitka since 1996, and I own two properties, and I don't really have a problem with the mill rate going up 2 mils. And I think the government here is one of the most accessible, and I've lived in a lot of cities, and I think they spend their money pretty wisely, all in all. And in order to keep up the services we have, this is probably one of the least painful ones to use. And I rent one of my properties, and I don't intend to pass the cost on to the renter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's from a landlord himself.
Okay, well, thank you much.
Thank you so much, David. And we also have Mark online, too. Mark, you're on Raven Radio's Proposition 1 forum. Matt,
yeah.
Welcome to Raven Radio.
Hi, I'm getting a lot of feedback. But
we are, too, but I think we're plugging along anyway, which is very admirable and very sickening of us. So we'll try to make out what you have to say.
All right. I'm trying to separate personalities out. I like the people in Sitka. I like the people who work for city government. I don't think they've done a good job. I think they wasted a lot of money. Over the years, I've been going to the Portsmouth Harbor meetings and not blaming the Portsmouth Harbor Commission, but there's all kinds of examples of exorbitant costs. When they re-roofed the gazebo down in Crescent Harbor, a contractor at a Ports and Harbor meeting said he could have done it at a profit for $35,000. He would have done a enameled steel roof, but the city wanted to have shingled wood shakes, which don't last that long in high winds, and we spent a lot of money on that totally unnecessarily. I just wanted to point out that the millage rate is low in Sitka, but the property values are assessed at the highest in the state. So when you consider Proposition 1 and you consider the raising the millage rate, it's not just simply a simple number of millage rate. You have to consider it's a percentage of the property
right.
values.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit in the start of the program, and we're actually coming close to the end. And I want to give everyone just a minute to talk about their decision and kind of the big takeaway for you when it comes to making it as a Sitkan. Whoever wants to go first can. I would say, John, do you want to go first? John Stein here.
Okay, yeah, I'm retired, so I'm happily collecting pension, which is nice, and I'm cashing in investments, which works out a little bit. However, I still have a kid in school, which is an expensive proposition. So I find it occasionally difficult to keep up, and every once in a while, that credit card bill or balance creeps higher than I want it to be. So I certainly appreciate that. I own a house and I own some property And so I have to write a check for like $4,000 a year besides what's collected in my mortgage. That's a tough thing. And I really appreciate it. I have friends and kids who have difficulty, you know, finding reasonable places. So I understand what the issue is.
Thank you so much, John. Marjorie Parmalee, any last thoughts?
Yeah, I've seen all the signs around town that say, you know, support proposition number one, we support Sitka and we care for Sitka's future and that kind of thing. And I just want to say I voted no on proposition one, and I also support Sitka. I'm born and raised here. I love this place, but I understand that there are some alternatives. And yes, we need to raise tax eventually, but not this one.
Gary Paxton, what do you think? Last thoughts on this.
Well, first of all, I think we've had a history of good government that preceded me, by the way, and we have good government today. I think they have a significant problem, and I will support whatever they can figure out to do to get to where they need to go. I stand by my position. I prefer other solutions than a property tax. But listen, Sitka's best days are still ahead, and we're going to sort this baby out.
That's such a good attitude. And it's true that no matter what happens, yes or no, it's not going to be enough to carry us all the way. So some big decisions are yet ahead. And Robin Sherman, what are your last thoughts on this?
I'm a new resident here. I am reminded every day of what a great place this is to live and how many people who live here truly care about this place and want to do the right thing. You brought up the issue of affordability. I feel fortunate in that whether we decide to raise property taxes or sales taxes or the electric rate, I'll be able to afford it. I want to do the best possible thing for the people who are just struggling to get by. Having looked at the numbers, I think that's the property tax, which is why I'm voting yes. I respect people who feel the other way. I just hope we can all come together to solve this problem and maintain all the things that we love about this community.
That's Robin Sherman, Gary Paxton, Marjorie Parmalee, and John Stein on the air talking about how they'll be voting on Proposition 1.
Thank you, Emily.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. Just to give you some last notices, just reminder that Election Day is nearing. So you will have a chance, too, to weigh in on this ballot proposition that's happening October 4th. Thank you to all those who called in, and most especially to you guys participating. You know, what you said about how I care about Sitka too. You guys wouldn't have come on this program if you didn't care about Sitka a great deal and put yourselves out there in this way. So thank you for taking the time out of your schedules and bringing your perspectives to the table. Thanks to Rob Woolsey, our news director, and Winter News fellow Emily Russell for working behind the scenes on all of this. And we're going to post the full audio to this program on our website, kcaw.org, where you can listen if you missed any of it. And if you do want to calculate what your property tax would be under this ballot proposition, as Robin Sherman said, there is a calculator on the city's website, www.cityofsitka.com. We're going to head to the BBC headlines next, followed by Night Jazz. Thanks for joining us. I'm Emily Kwong, KCAW reporter, and you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka.